You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at night. KSL at night.
And you're with us again on KSL at night. I'm with Leah Murray this evening. I'm Greg Skordis, KSL legal analyst. And Leah, I'm really interested in your take on this because you're an educator.
And but, because I have children in charter school.
Yes, and your husband teaches at a charter
school. That's
correct. Okay, well then you should just take over this whole segment. I'm going to go have a soda. Virtual Horizons Charter School is slated to open in fall of 2025, according to the Utah State Board of Education. And unlike traditional or online schools, all instruction at Virtual Horizons will be held in the virtual realm. That's really interesting. Enrolled students will be provided with virtual reality headsets, Chromebooks. I have no idea what a Chromebook is, but I suppose it's not something you open up and you go check out at the library or the bookmobile, and Wi-Fi and other technology needs to participate. I mean, it's really, I think it's interesting, and we are lucky to have with us the board chair of Virtual Horizons, Kristen Elinkowski, to maybe break this down and tell our listeners how messed up I am.
Welcome to the show, Kristen, and please tell Greg what a Chromebook is first.
Well, a Chromebook is just a small computer, like a tablet. So I'm sure you've seen one.
I have one in front of me.
He might be using one. Kristen doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, say Chromebook anywhere on it.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
So Kristen, I am wondering, I am a professor up at Weber State, and I actually did a pilot last year using virtual technology. So I had students practicing political conversations, right? Like, so one student was pretending to be the press secretary for the president, and other students were journalists, and they were all in different rooms, and we were in a metaverse, right, that I had set up to look like a White House press conference. And I'm just going to tell you what, it was really cool. You know, the kids were all in with avatars, you know what I mean? And they're in these different spaces. So I am sold on the potential of using virtual reality to do all kinds of learning. So I might be an early adopter of your charter school. But I'm wondering, can you just kind of talk to us about, for the people who are maybe not as sold, or for Greg who doesn't even know what a Chromebook is, why is virtual education, like what about virtual reality can really enhance an educational experience?
Well, thank you, first of all, Leah and Greg, for having me on. I'm excited to talk about this because I'm very passionate about us coming up with more innovative ways to teach students. So the nice thing about virtual reality is we can do things in it that we've never been able to do in education before. We can take kids back to a historical event. We can take them into space. We can take them back to the Jurassic era. We can take them to some of the top tourist sites in the world. We can take them to the best museums. So the amount, you know, the different things that we can do to help teach kids in virtual reality. And then science is amazing. Like, we can dissect a frog, dissect a pig, do it all in virtual reality without hurting anyone. And it's just amazing that you go in, and you've done this, Leah, you go in as an avatar, you go into a room, it's almost more like being there in person, you know, rather than being just on Zoom, where Zoom, you're just looking at each other's faces. In a virtual world, you can walk around and have conversations. You can do group projects and only hear what's happening in your group, you know. And then the other exciting things about it is it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where the teacher is. We can recruit the best teachers from anywhere in the state. It doesn't matter if you're living in downtown Salt Lake City or in the Four Corners area. We can bring everybody into a virtual classroom and the teacher will teach. We want to do some of it will be asynchronous, but it will also be synchronous, where the teacher will actually teach in a virtual classroom and explain a principle, explain a concept, and then go and have an experience in virtual reality. And that's what kind of sets it apart. And that's why the research, so there's some research coming out of the University of Maryland and some other places where the recall, the retention, the engagement is really high in students who learned in virtual reality because now they're having an experience. So they've got emotion tied to it. It becomes a memory different than just listening and learning. So I'm really excited about what virtual reality is going to do for education and how it's going to really, you know, excite kids who have maybe not been as excited about school and just take them and give them different experiences than they've had. So I'm excited for the students of the state of Utah, because this is just a completely different way of learning for them. And I think it's going to be really impactful for them and for their and for the students that are learning in virtual reality.
We're joined this evening by Kristen Ellenkowski, Board Chair of Virtual Horizons. And you mentioned a couple of areas that maybe make sense in terms of history. You know, you can bring people back in history or science. But talk to us about, and I guess I was just thinking as you were talking, Kristen, about math or English. I mean, are those disciplines that you can teach in a virtual environment?
Yes, and those are getting better and better. And one of the things that's interesting is what is available today as far as software and hardware. By the time we open in August of 2025, it's all going to be much improved. It's improving so quickly. So there's some exciting things with math that they're doing. For example, you know, if your math formula is right, the plane flies, and if it's not right, it doesn't fly. You know, things like that, that we're going to have really hands-on learning in math that's going to make it different. Also, you can teach, and you probably know this, Leah, where you've taught in a virtual classroom, you can teach like a traditional classroom, but you're all in there together, and it looks like a college classroom with a whiteboard. So some teaching can be done kind of traditionally that way, but there is going to be, you know, other applications and other ways to learn math and, you know, English and the other subjects you brought up. That will be that will involve an experience and where you have to do something, you know, with a math formula to make the car drive or the plane work or the bridge work. So there's going to be exciting ways to teach math as well.
Kristen, I love this. I feel too much, maybe, we're always talking about like the dark side of what cool technology can do. And I was very excited about the potential in education of what virtual reality can do. I just think it's really cool. Can you tell us? Because I feel like, you know, it's a virtual school, so I'm feeling like you could recruit people from Japan, right? Like, to a certain extent, right? You're not geographically bound. But can you tell us what your charter looks like in terms of what students we are talking about and also how parents might want to find out about you ahead of time?
Yes, we can't recruit students from Japan because it's Utah taxpayer dollars.
Got
so
it.
At this point, it's only Utah students.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Yes, we could technically, yes. But because it's Utah taxpayer dollars, it will just be Utah students. We're going to start August of 2025 with grades 4 through 8. And then we're going to add a grade every year to eventually become 4 through 12. The reason we're not doing younger than fourth grade is because right now the headsets are too heavy for kids under fourth grade. Now that could change, and then we may expand, you know, to younger grades. But at this point, it will start 4 through 8 and then end up being 4 through 12. And it's open to all Utah students. And as you know, charter schools are a free public school.
That's right.
So that's exciting too. Kids who have never had a VR headset for gaming or anything else can now have one for education. And to your point, Leah, it is gaming technology, which, as we know, billions of dollars have been poured into it. Now we're going to use that same technology and use it for education. And it's just getting better and better, more exciting. The kids will come in as avatars, and their teacher will also be an avatar, but their name will be attached to their avatar. They'll be able to walk around. They'll be able to have conversations with other students. It's really exciting. We also are going to do, focus on career and college readiness. We have a technical certifications that you can get in virtual reality. So that's exciting too. Plus, eventually, we'd love to teach kids how to develop in VR while they're in VR. So there's some really exciting career and college readiness applications we can do in virtual reality as well.
Well, Kristen, we're going to wish you the best of luck, and we're going to invite you back in a year and probably two and tell us how it's going.
That's
Thank
right.
you for joining us this evening.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me. And I would love to come back and talk about how it's going.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the election cycle coming up in 2024 and whether or not Donald Trump's going to be on the ballot in every state. Stay with us.
Smith's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Smith's app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've locked in low prices to help you save big store-wide. Look for the locked in low prices tags and enjoy extra savings throughout the store. Smith's, fresh for everyone.